Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Everything. Oh, hey, I'm live, baby. What's up, y'all? Everything is everything. That's what I think. I've been doing shit today. Well, I've been doing shit, period. And mostly. Jesus Christ. So let me turn this shit down. No, wait. So it don't, I've been getting calls all fucking day. So hopefully that will eliminate that interruption. But, man, what's best for us? As a group, not Sidewalk University, we already discovered what's best for us. But that's about as a group of dudes that sit and listen to me rant sometime, but mostly me listening to inform you. So what I'm going to do is talk about that. What the fuck is best for you? What the fuck is best for me? What's best for your partner? You can't do shit about what happened yesterday. You just can't. But you surely can do something to affect what happens tomorrow. So, those are words to the wise. Those are wise words. But, in a way, you know, a lot of people look at their past so that they can determine where they're going. In a way, my past, it don't haunt me or anything, but I'm glad that I lost all my pictures in the fire. Well, not glad, but I don't look on it like I used to. Because, excuse me, for me, it's better for me to remember shit. It is. Hold on, let me some water. It's better for me to remember shit than to see shit. Because, you know, pictures, you know, looking at them, make me just remember exactly what was happening on that day, that moment. I remember where we were. And shit, man, and this, I don't like remembering that shit because it just makes me want to get involved with it. You know, the reason is because everything going on was so fly. Everything. We didn't care about the weather. Because the weather for us was always the same. Sunny, fair skies, and a solid 80 degrees in the shade. Things were automatically going our way. Whatever we tried. You know what I'm trying to get you to understand is that when you do something, you have to have ultimate goals. And ultimate goals are ultimate because once you get there, you've achieved whatever it was you was trying to achieve. But during that process, there's several sweet spots. I mean, I hope you guys know what a sweet spot is. Did you know that there's a sweet spot for anything you do in life? Not just the perfect place to hit the ball. Not just the perfect place for the football to land in your arms. I'm talking about this is a perfect point in every conversation that you have, that you could make your point. If you follow and see the signs, and that's what we're going to talk about. Not the signs, but what I'm saying, when you're talking to a woman and you pay her an indirect compliment, you don't say, oh, girl, you fine. You don't give her that kind of compliment. Indirectly, you let her know she's appealing to you. I don't know why, but every time I look at you, I start thinking about dessert and something sweet. I wonder if it's because that's how you're affecting me, if you're sweet or whatever. I don't know. I'm saying that's a indirect compliment, and the way you want her to respond is a blush and an acceptance of what you're saying, and you get that. Right there is the sweet spot for you to go in on and start, you know, pressing the issue, whatever you're trying to get. What I'm saying is this, and again, you walk in this bitch to the car, and when you get there, she hesitates a second, and immediately as she's hesitating, you're reaching for the door, and you open the door. See, that's a sweet spot, because she was stopping to see what the fuck I was going to do, see if I respected women, in quotes. So I showed her you didn't even have to stop, baby, because I was going to do it. What that's showing her is that I'm a gentleman. Man, she ain't got to ask, are you a gentleman? She can see it. Anything you do has an ultimate point in it. Anything. If you notice it, you should use it to your advantage. If you notice it, you're going to keep shit moving. And if you keep shit moving, you're going to win. It's when you get stagnated trying to think on the fly. Y'all not that sharp. Y'all not that sharp. You have to have something already established that you're going to do. I'm that sharp. But I also have plenty of shit that I'm already have planned. And see, that's the beautiful thing about being old and not fucking brain damaged. I can remember so much shit. I can remember all kind of things I've said to women that blew their goddamn mind. Man, I remember I told this girl, I said, she said, were you always a pimp? I said, no, baby, I wasn't always a pimp. I used to be a carpenter, and I was building homes, track homes for people and their families. But something came over me and told me I needed to start building stables for hoes. That was some funny shit. Oh, shit. I gotta get back on those blog talks and call. Yep, call in. 414, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, I hope it ain't too early or too off on the subject to ask this question about your book. You don't mind, do you?
Go ahead, what's up?
It was a time in your book where you had a woman, I think her name was Melissa or something like that, and she was on drugs, and you let her clean out for like 3 days.
Yeah.
What was the reason after those 3 days that you sent her to the drug house to get where the drugs at instead of just sending her to a detox place and everything? Why would you tempt her like that?
Hey, bro. You missed what you was reading, because that whole situation, I caught the bitch and didn't know she was on drugs. So when I realized she was on drugs, I let that bitch dry out. Now, after she dried out, I could have sent the bitch to do whatever the fuck, however the fuck she's going to do it, but then I'd have been wondering what this bitch going to be doing. So I know if the bitch feel like them drugs, I give that bitch $10 and tell her to go do something, and she going straight to them drugs. And that's what the bitch did. And that let me know I didn't want to fuck with that bitch, because I thought I did.
Oh, okay. And that's my mistake. I thought you sent that. Yeah, I thought you gave her $10 and sent her to the drug house to get some weed or something, where the weed but the other drugs she was addicted to.
I gave her $10 and sent her to get some. I forget what I sent her to get, but I sent her to get some for me, but I knew where she had to get it. I think it was some barbecue or something, but anyway, I knew where she had to get it. That dope be there. So if the bitch gonna fuck with me, she gonna have to be able to be around that shit and not fuck with it. Because the shit is out there. I can't hide from that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right, for sure. That's all I wanted to ask. I just know you was a smart man, bro. I couldn't understand that. I'll be calling back, though.
You do now, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. You know, I'm getting a lot of promises from dudes about SWU. And I get it. You may not have it like I'm asking for it as far as what it costs. The thing is, and this is what you guys don't know about me, the thing is, hold on, I've had a pretty good year. And I've had a lot of success with dudes keeping their word. So much so till I'm like letting everybody know, hit me with your little fucking plan as far as how you could pay for what you're talking about doing with me. And if it's acceptable, I'm going to accept it, and I'm going to trust you. Because I'm willing to accept your motherfucking offer for pitching in the materials, whatever that payment is, as long as it's a reasonable payment. I ain't talking about no $50. And, you know, as long as I don't have to contact you to keep your word, you can roll in the class just like you up to date. But the moment you miss payments and shit, I'm blocking you, and you ain't going to have no access. So the reason I willing to do that, because I told you I was the dope man, and I give a motherfucker some of that goddamn shit, and then that motherfucker don't act right, and I cut him off. Oh, man. Professor, please, professor, this. I promise that. Woo, woo, woo. Just give me another chance, because then they be instant messaging, because you can't come to the class. You can't have no access to the calls. And I'm saying, shit. So my thing is to deal men. Men keep their word, even if it's long term or for some time. Otherwise, if it takes you 6 months to finish, you're going to keep your word for 6 months, period. I ain't got to worry about that. And it's been like that for me. I work on the honor system. And the honor system deals honorable people. And you won't believe how many of my alumni tell me this, or they say, they just thank me for making them stand on their word. Because a lot of them would give their word knowing, fuck it. But that has an effect on you, your mentality, your perception of yourself. There's a lot of reasons I'm so conceited. I mean, a lot of reasons. I care about what the fuck I say out of my mouth to the best of my ability. Whatever the fuck I say, I'm going to do it. You ain't even got to wonder about it. I'm going to do it. Because if you're a person not to be trusted, my system is going to fail you. Plus, it's going to front you off. And I, and probably everybody else you know, all the motherfuckers in Sidewalk University, don't want to fuck with you. I'm talking about, you have to understand, if you can't be trusted, then I don't know how you plan to live your life. I don't know how you think someone would think they could talk to you and be having a genuine response when they don't even trust you. I mean, it's up to you. Now, I'm going to talk about this here, which 256, I see you coming there, brother. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Rose? But quick question. So I heard before you talk about how you, when you meet a woman in public, you'll hand her your card. And I think you said something about it's not like a business card. It's a different kind of card. Could you elaborate on what kind of card specifically?
Well, man, you're not no motherfucking student, obviously.
Oh,
right.
I got you.
No, but listen.
No.
Nah, you ain't no student, so you don't get all of those things. But let me tell you something, man. It's the catch a bitch card. And that's what it's about. It's, you know, if you was in the class, I'd tell you what should be on it. But can't do it, bro. Okay, you guys, we got... Oh, wait a minute. Let me make sure this is not... Well, I don't know. This looked like the fucking... Hey, 256, is that all you wanted?
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to see you at SW, though.
All right, cool. I'm going to try you, man, you foreign motherfucker calling from London. And hopefully, hey, you guys, I know you're wondering, bud, why do you fucking fade this dude all the time? Because sometimes it'd be another dude from London, man. For a Londoner, what's going on?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, let me get a large pizza. Yeah, let me get a large pizza.
You need a large pizza, huh, bro? And your address, hey, wait a minute. And your address is 1 Downing Street, right?
1010 Downing Street.
Is what?
Number 10 Downing Street.
Number 10 Downing Street?
Yeah, number 10 there, yeah. I always order from here, man. You should have my address there.
Hey, you know what I do have? Hey, you know what I do have? Your mama and your sister. They call me. They want to do a menage a trois. Your goddamn mama and your sister want to do a menage a trois with me, man. Don't you supposed to go kill them? I got it recorded. Do you want to hear the recording or not?
Papa Jones, let me get a large pizza, man. Allow the bullshit, man. Who's this?
Oh, man, I see you full of shit. You don't even want to know that your mama and your sister's hoes are like pimps. They
let
do
me,
hoes.
Let me speak to the manager, man.
I am the manager. I'm the owner of this pizza parlor.
You ain't a pimp,
hey,
you're a punk, man.
I'm the owner, man. Okay, man, enough of you. I got you now. I won't answer you anymore, buddy, because I memorized your last digits instead of your first digits. Because your last digits, hey, your last digits are different than the other Londoner. I'll see you later, man.
Dude with a
mama and a sister who hoes, they want to be a team of hoes for a black-ass motherfucker like me. I know. But shit, he think he's fucking with me, so I got to fuck with him. But I remember I had this little broad a few years ago. Well, it was more than a few years ago. And, but I fired her. And when I fired that old, she asked me why. Well, what? Because I said, you dismissed. It said, why? And I told her, bitch, first of all, you got to understand, I was already Rosebud. I was already Rose Royce. I got a gang of hoes. You know, I'm a motherfucker. So the bitch said, why? And I said, bitch, I ain't coming to check no little trap like that. You dismissed. If you can't get more than that little shit, I ain't no $400 nigga. And that bitch looked at me and said, Rosebud, I want to be with you. I'll do anything to be with you. How do I get more from those tricks? Yeah, I'm in the bathroom now. And I'm looking in the mirror and straightening my shit out as I talk to the bitch. And I say it. turn from the mirror and look at that bitch and say, a closed mouth won't eat, motherfucker. Open your goddamn mouth and ask for it, bitch. If I turn to the left, I ain't no motherfucking hoe. I don't know what hoes do, but I do. So what I'm saying is I left, and I didn't show back up for 3 motherfucking days. And I'm expecting 1,200, because, you know, you little bitch. Anyway, I pulled in there expecting that little shit, and when I opened the door, the bitch was nude. Because I told her I was coming over to check my trap. So when I opened the door, the bitch is nude and got the money all sprinkled over her and shit. Because the bitch had $3,300. I said, damn, bitch. She got this shit spread all on her. She said, daddy, I'll follow you to the moon. Nobody was able to give me that little game you gave me. I looked at her knowing she wanted me to come scrape that money up and hit that pussy. But I'm a motherfucking champ at this time, and I know that would have been some sucker shit. Damn, don't reward no hoe for doing what the fuck she supposed to do. So I decided to do what I do. Damn. I looked at the bitch and said, don't nobody have real game except a real pimp. And then I reached at the money, bitch thinking I'm finna get the money and go for the pussy. I reached and grabbed $100 off the bitch's stomach. I told the bitch, get your motherfucking punk ass on to go get the rest of my money, you know? That old looked at me. And then she was getting up. I heard that bitch say under her breath, damn, am I lucky. What a man. Oh, 534. What's up, Mike?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll know for the pizza, man. How you know I'm going to take it for the pizza?
Oh, you have 2 numbers. You're not actually from there, huh? Oh, God, you fucking punk. I wish I knew where you was. I'd come hit you in your mouth, man. You a punk. That bitch said, what a man. I left, and I came back to some mogo and some hot-ass motherfucking pussy. And what I'm saying is, you know, I want you to keep that in mind. And I want you to keep in mind what I'm going to tell you. And I want you to give me your fucking honest opinion about this. And yeah, you're brave enough to call in on it. Besides the pizza man. Give me your own goddamn real opinion about this. So, on another note, people be asking me, do I ever hear from old hoes? And, I don't know. I don't know. I heard maybe 3 months ago. I heard from a hoe. I had her for 8 years before she decided she wanted to leave my black ass. And I haven't heard from that bitch in over like 15, 20 years. And the first thing this bitch asked me was, could I meet her? Now, I couldn't imagine what this hoe wanted with me because I know she didn't want me to fuck her. But when I went, okay, hold on. I see another call, man. I got to pay attention to these calls because I don't want this pizza motherfucker fucking with me. What's up, 660?
Yeah, big man, hold up for the pizza.
Wow, you got a lot of numbers, man. Oh, wow. I got to be careful. That dude got a lot of motherfucking numbers. But any motherfucking way. She wanted me to meet her. Now, I couldn't imagine what the bitch wanted. But, you know, when I went to see what was up, this hoe was dick hard fine. Man, and I couldn't keep my eyes off this motherfucker. But we caught up on a few things, and before I couldn't help it, I had to ask this bitch, what the fuck you want with me? And the hoe pulled out $2,500 and said she wanted to try it again with me. I looked at that motherfucking dope. Then I looked at that hoe. And I saw like a million problems just waiting for me to attend to them motherfuckers. So I told that hoe, I am not about to buy into some old ass problems for a measly $2,500. My choosing fee is $7,500. And for you, it's actually going to be $12,000. Bitch, I remember what kind of thief you are, and you probably could steal the smack out of shit for a nigga. But you will also bring me an abundance of fucking problems that I ain't really needing right now. Now, bitch, that's not enough. That hoe looked at me and said, are you serious? How you not gonna fuck with me? Easy, bitch. By remembering the number one rule when it comes to fucking with veteran hoes. And that's all money ain't good money. After I told that bitch that, I left that hoe so stunned because niggas be about the money. Niggas be about pimping. Real niggas. What do I need this little shit from this bitch for? I mean, this dude calling back, man. What do I need, whatever this $2,500 or whatever this bitch can get every day, problems she don't bring, fuck that. So I want to know what you think. Did I do right? Did I do the right thing? Or should I have charged that bitch for a while? Because I could have long-distance pimped her. I could have, you know, took that money, sent her back to work, and then sent her, you know, somewhere else where I wasn't going to be and have her work. Have her send a hidden meal on my Cash App. So I keep having to reach up here and X this goddamn pizza ordering motherfucker out. But I do wish some of you motherfuckers other than him would call in and let me know what you think about the two situations I just ran by. Boy, this dude is nuts. I guess I think there's a way, and I'm going to have to find out how I block those numbers from calling in. I think I can do that. I just don't really, you know, go that motherfucker deep into the shit. But what you think? I could have, you know, sent her out to Chicago or somewhere. Let her do some hoeing up there. Send me the money. I ain't half the head of this with me. She was not just having to be with me. This dude been called six times. And I didn't X'd him out six times. And none of you motherfuckers have called even one time to address what I'm talking about. I don't get it. Why can't I talk to you motherfuckers? Why I gotta do all the talking? That just kills me about you guys. Well, this dude, man, is such an asshole. Any fucking way, man. One of the reasons I went so far, 832, finally. Maybe to somebody. He might have another one. 832, what's up?
What's up? What's up, man? What you got going on?
You hear me? We kicking it. What's your question?
See, I do have a question, but I think I joined you late because you called when you was talking. You was talking about, I wish one of y'all motherfuckers would call and tell me what y'all think about these two situations. I didn't even hear what you was talking about. I just picked up.
Well, man, bro, I would have to tell you the situations all over and they would take too long. So it would, man, so I can't help you, man. You can hear the shit. Hey, 520, what's up?
What's going on, man? Good afternoon to you. I'm out here in
Good afternoon. What's happening?
Yeah, just I heard your story and called in because I heard you were saying didn't nobody want to fool with you as far as what you were talking about, like it was a little bit intimidated or they just didn't know what to say to you because of your
okay,
experience.
Well, let's go, man. Let's talk about it.
What I would say is to you, to be honest with you, brother, about the situation is you did do the right thing because that's my moral system. I'm not no pimp. I'm not anything like that. I'm just a family man, but I will tell you this. All money ain't good money, and you probably did do the right thing because look at the whole situation now compared to then. So
hey,
at that same
you're absolutely right, bro. You absolutely right. for different reasons.
I beg your pardon, you said what now?
It's just weed, man. Hold on. what I'm saying is all money ain't good money in that instance to show the bitch I can't be bought.
Right.
You know,
right.
It has nothing to do with anything other than she got game and she bringing too little. So if I
yep.
accept that money, then I'm lowering my standards. You know,
yep.
That's why I got to give her some, you know, I told you that, yeah, bitch, that my shoes would be $7,500, but for you it's going to be $12,000.
Correct. Keep that mind flowing. Keep that mind blown.
Right. Make her know you got to get it better.
Right.
You know,
right.
So if you want to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? But you're right in what you were
right.
saying, bro. That's cool.
Yeah, because, you know, I was looking at my little situation and, you know, it's not similar, but it kind of is. And it's on a moral system type of thing. I'm going through stuff like with my kids and stuff like that, but they don't understand how the game go. Game is game, no matter whether you in Spain. You know, I'm from Detroit. So let me tell you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing about, you know, the situation. We got punk niggas. We got all that bullshit too. But also we got a lot of real people too. Straight up across the board. So it's like, you know, when I'm talking being direct, and a lot of people can't take directness. And when it comes to your line of work or whatever the line you was in, that's directness because you deal with the mind. And a lot of people don't like to deal with their mind. And I appreciate
that.
They
don't like thinking, bro. They don't like thinking. You're right about that, man. Hey, man,
yep.
Look.
And it's like
guys, it's all here. 832 and you 520 and you 404. Stay on because I'm a drop that audio book on y'all. Just hold on. 404, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? It's Earl.
Earl, what's happening?
Nothing much. I'm going to speak my little piece on it. What I got to say is what's the point of going through all you went through to get game just to not use it when you need it? See, like right then.
Go ahead.
That sounded like looking through muddy waters and spotting dry land. Like you seen what she was up to, and you seen what needed to be done, and you done it.
Plus, how much is your time worth? I mean, shit. I mean, all
it's worth
of
whatever you say it is.
Well, it's invaluable. There's no price on it. So to let any otherwise, this is why nothing a bitch bring you is enough. That's what niggas think. That's how we believe. You know, how you gonna put a price on whatever the fuck? That's why when you give a bitch a quota, you killing her incentive. You know, you tell a bitch you better be out there X amount of time, woo woo woo, and bring me what you can. Now, if the bitch bring you 500, that means she can get some money. But she might bring you 300. So I'm saying if you tell the bitch to bring you 600 and the bitch go get 600, she thinks she can come home. She might have got that 600 in 5 hours. Now she want to be with me. Bitch, please. I don't have a quota. You give me the best you can give me in at least 12 hours. Period. And that's why my traps was always near a grand, you know, 800, something like that. Because, bitch, I'm not, everybody was saying, man, 400, man, that's a hell. Niggas, the trap that they wanted from their hoes was 400. White hoes, 400. Some of them asked for a nickel. But shit, man. Not Bud. Man, I thought I had this fucking thing off. Just shutting off now. Not me, man. You got to give me effort. You can't. I don't have no price stamped on my forehead. I need $500 bitches. Man, please. I need a bitch that's going to go hard until it's time to go home. And period. And if you got to go hard for 16 hours, you know, which is how most hoes hope, they be out 16 hours. So I'm saying, they ain't looking for no little. They looking for what the average bitch get in a week. They looking for two times that in a night. That's what hoes be looking for. So, I mean, there's hella reasons, you know, the bitches do how they do, but it's only one reason that I'm going to do what I'm doing, and that's because I was pimping their ass, and I'm in charge, period. That's just how it go. Hey, now, hey, you bitch-ass motherfucking Londoner. hey, you guys, you three, all three of y'all that's on here, just give me not your area code, just your phone number. Hit my email. Ask Rosebud. Oh, Earl, I know you already got the shit. But the rest of y'all, Earl, but you can hit me for anything else. My books, I'm saying. But you other two brothers, hit me with your phone number so that I can hook you up with two, volume one and two of the audiobook, 12 hours. A fully scored dope that you just gonna look. If you do any driving, look, you're gonna be on the road for a while. This is gonna take you all the way there and back. All right.
Oh, I'm gonna say something on that.
Go ahead, Earl. Go ahead.
Yeah, I probably listened to maybe about 30 minutes of the book so far. Dude, it blew my mind that you literally was given the rules to pimping in the book if you know how to ear hustle.
Hey, Earl, don't give it away, bro. Hey, that's what's up. Hey, 832, what's happening?
Hey, man. Why the hell are you so mad at Lucario?
Why what?
I said, why are you so mad at Lucario?
Man, I'm not mad at Lucario. I'm not mad at EO. I'm mad at Steve Dean, but I ain't really mad at him. But those three motherfuckers are very responsible for these motherfuckers running around here talking about game. Game this, game that. If you ain't risking going to jail, if you not getting money from your thoughts and whatever the fuck you talking about, you ain't got no goddamn game. Now, you could very well be a sculptor, and you getting hella money. But the way Steve the Dean tell it, oh, yeah, the game of sculpting, man, who can't fuck that, man? And for the record, I am not mad at now one of them motherfuckers. If you notice, I have stopped talking about that shit. I was hurt. My fucking feelings was hurt by Steve the Dean. Period. And Lucario.
Because you said he didn't care?
Do what?
You said your feelings was hurt because he said he did not care about watering down the game and having that white dude water down the definition?
Yes. What? Yeah, why you think it ain't no soul music? Why you think it ain't no blues? Because some fucking nigga told a white boy what the fucking shit was, and as soon as he identified it, he put water on it so they could do it. You don't see no niggas getting blues awards or soul awards.
Okay, well my question is, my new question is, do you see that as a good thing? Because... you know,
what as a good thing?
Motherfuckers watering the game down, because you know, it's people.
Stop! Why would you ask me some stupid shit like that? I see that as a horrible thing. I see it as the most fucked up thing a motherfucker can do.
Right, and I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why I would ask you. I'm asking that because, you know, it's people out here who don't even have game who might feel like they do have it, and they get nothing but watered down game, and they'll try to do some shit and end up fucking up. And it's a nigga who do got game who will execute that and pull, you know what I'm saying, make whatever happen that they got to make happen.
Well, bro, I mean, I'm just saying. I ain't mad. You asked why I'm mad at Lucario. He just happened to be on that white boy show, too. Probably EO, too. But what I'm saying is, he didn't really say shit to me. I was talking directly with Steve the Dean. And, you know, once he told me it was a white boy show, I told that motherfucker, man, why the fuck, you know, and then we get to talking. But my point is, which y'all don't know, is I called that nigga after the show. I mean, I called him much later and explained to him, man, how you gonna do some shit like that, Dean? You know, you didn't even put me up I'm on this white boy show. Plus, you explain shit to a white boy so he can break it down and fuck it up for everybody else. Them fools got big audiences, way bigger than mine. So whatever they saying is reaching all these fucking people. And just like Tariq wrote that shit, Mackin and Player and all that shit, just like that nigga fucked those words up, these niggas is fucking that word up. So what I supposed to do? Sit back and let it happen? And let me ask you this, Paul Folk. Why one of them niggas ain't calling here asking me some shit?
Paul Folk.
Oh, that's me, Paul Folk, bud.
I'm sorry, Earl. I meant 832.
What's up, boss? We asked you a question?
My question is why one of them niggas ain't called in and asked me something.
You said why one of them niggas ain't called in and asked you something?
Yeah.
They're probably because they're ashamed. They probably know the shit that you're talking right now. They probably already know what you're talking about.
Man, ain't nowhere in the world they don't know. So what I'm saying, if some nigga was saying some shit with my name in their mouth, I'm calling in.
I'm already knowing. Hey, man, it's something else I want to ask you. Man, because this some shit you said, I don't know how old it was, because you know I be watching your videos. You was talking about how your boy Shantae had to end up taking one of your, end up taking a girl who was looking for you. Heavy. But you said she fucked up once she sat inside his car. Like, what does that mean, bro? What the hell does that mean?
Wait. I said who fucked up?
The girl that was looking for you. She fucked up once she sat inside another pimp's car.
Well, what are you asking me about that?
No. I was just asking, I was just curious about that. Like, how did he get her when she was looking for you? But did she fuck up just because she sat inside his car? If she would have never sat inside his car.
Hey, bro. Listen, there's so much going on when a pimp is riding. He looking for best friend bitches. He looking for turnout bitches. He looking for motherfucking green bitches. He looking for all these goddamn bitches, and every single one of them is on that same goddamn street he on. So whoever get in his car, he going to see who she is by what she say out of her mouth. And he going to get at her, period, because she in his car. What are you supposed to do, give her a ride to my house and let her out? That's some fucking shit. So don't no nigga think that he get a bitch in the car, he going to ride her to my house. Shantae, you my motherfucking dog, nigga. You supposed to bring her to my house? Man, that's some fucking punk shit. The nigga seen the bitch was green and he knew she was green because she listened to him, and he knew he could have her because she got in the car. All she had to do was stay outside the car, not listen to him, walk off, let him know she ain't trying to talk to him. She looking for me, woo woo, and he would have, you know, threw the number out to her or something. Here, bitch, that's that nigga's number. But he gonna play his hand first. It ain't no way in the world I'm supposed to say anything to him but you black motherfucker.
That's what you did,
Hell yeah, that's what I did.
I'm already knowing.
That's exactly what I did. Then I played the old pimp card. Yeah, nigga, the blow on you tonight.
That's how you do it. Yeah, that's how you do it.
Man, come on, man. Man, that nigga did some real shit, man. Hey, listen.
Man.
Listen, you're just going to blow your fucking mind. 40 years later. Matter of fact, this year. That same bitch called and found that nigga on Facebook, called him, remembered the time he showed her, and got back with him. And they together right now. They together right now today.
As we speak.
As we motherfucking speak. So, what
How
I'm saying
is
listen, what I'm saying is, what could I do but be proud to know a nigga that got game like that?
Exactly.
I can't be mad at that motherfucker. All I could do is accept the real game, and that's what it's about. Ain't no arguing about no bitch.
You real, though.
Hey, man, this real is what I'm saying, man. This good shit, man. You motherfuckers that's on here, Earl, like I told you, you can get any choice of books on my shit. But you guys that's on here, all of you, just put your goddamn phone number in. I'm writing them down right now as we speak. And
how do you know?
Hey, look, but Earl, you and 832, hold on. I'm getting 317 and 813. I'm coming to you next. 660, I'm never coming to you. 317, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Buck? I got some rap for you real quick.
Some rap?
Me and my partner, I was talking to my partner, and we were talking about how we used to do what we did back in the day, running the football from the West Coast back to the Midwest. And when his partners came by, and he was ear hustling, but then he got to talking about, yeah, that's something like what I do at work. You know, I email
right,
a CC.
Fuck the backstory.
Say no more. So my point is, the nigga that was coming in. Yeah.
What I'm saying, you said say no more, which meant you're going to start rapping. I don't want to hear your point. I don't want to hear shit. Let me hear the rap.
Yeah, that's part of the rap. The guy was a square, and he telling us how what he do at work is like what we was doing in the street. And me and my partner at the time, nah, man, I don't know who you've been listening to, but that's that black eye in the game rap. You know, what we did in the street ain't nothing like what you talking about doing at work. And
right
I was
now,
saying,
hey, listen, since you can't follow instructions, bro, because I asked your motherfucking ass to bust the rap, and you still telling me the backstory. So I ain't got time, man. 813, what's up?
Yo, what's up, bud?
None was happening with you.
Hello?
I got you.
Yo, I'm reaching out because I need that course, man. I need that course. I need that, I need to be part of your university.
Stop. Let me ask you something. Why are you telling me you need it? Because if you need it, why you ain't got it? And the new semester coming up, so all you got to do is get it. So I don't understand this conversation.
I'm calling you to ask, is there anything we can do on the month?
You calling to ask if it's anything I could do what?
On the money, on the cost.
What are you asking me to do?
I ain't got it yet.
What are you asking me to do?
You spoke about this last week, I think it was, and you were saying,
I spoke about
call
it today, man. I spoke about it today. I said I'm willing to accept whatever the fuck, but not on my show. Hit me on my email. Tell me what you can do, and if it's cool, I'm accepting it. If it's not, I ain't.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, bud. Last time we spoke, you was like, "Yo, why ain't I ask over the phone?" I was like, "Oh shit."
Well, bro, all you gotta do is take my email and let me know where you're coming from. All right.
Okay, say less. I got you.
All right. All right. 414, what's up, man? I got a,
Man, check it in, OG. Just wanted to say thank you for the content. And I was listening to your show the other day, man, when you was snapping about the three amigos. If I'm not mistaken, EO called in on your show and was talking to you. And I don't know if you peeped that, but I'm just letting you know, bro. You didn't check them so cold where they act like little girls and shit. So I appreciate you, man, for just staying
hey,
on
listen,
though,
listen,
G,
listen,
so
listen to this, bro. Listen. If EO called in on my show, I'm sure I'm going to fuck
right.
Don't know. So what good
right.
is that nigga calling in? And being anonymous. That's what I'm talking about with them fucking punks. That's
exactly
what
and that's all
about.
I was saying. I knew you knew that shit. Yeah.
Well,
I knew
I didn't
you
know
knew that shit, man.
In. Hey, wait. I did
yes,
not know
brother.
You called in.
Brother, it was two shows ago. He called in and he was snitching.
Hey, brother, you can't listen. You're not listening. I don't care what.
No,
it
I'm not. I'm sorry, OG. I'm sorry, OG.
Because what I'm saying is, I certainly would have wanted to talk to that nigga, but he didn't let
right.
me know it was him.
Exactly.
That's
it. But like
that's
I said,
saying, hey, bro, that's saying a hell of a lot about that nigga and Dean, because Dean fucked with that nigga. Dean had me doing shows with that nigga. And I thought that nigga was black.
Right.
Wait, stop. Listen.
Wow.
I thought he was black. I thought he was a light-skinned ass motherfucking nigga because he was talking that shit. But he kept saying, wrong ass shit. And then when I told Dean, I don't want to no more. Because he said that to me like, man, this don't do what I say. You know, the album fucker. And take my dick out before I come. I said, man, what the fuck
right.
is that supposed to do?
Right, weirdo.
He said that. And I'm saying, well, what the fuck is that supposed to do? You harming yourself?
Right. Dummy. No, man, they just some perpetrators, man. And, right, man. You know, like I said, listen, you don't look back. Look, he kept on saying in the call, I love you, because you kept on checking him on the whole game thing. And I thought you knew that was him. And then that other dude who don't like Dean called in the alpha
wait,
male, whoever
wait,
he
wait,
is.
Wait,
he's
wait,
like,
wait,
all
bro,
in the
wait,
same
wait.
Show, OG.
Bro, can you wait? Listen, are you saying...
Go ahead.
Listen, please. Are you saying this caller that I have had on several occasions that called in and said I was begging some bitch to whatever, I'm going to pay for this, pay for that. You said that was EO?
Not him. Well, he was saying the shit, but the question, I'm going to send the shit via email to you. Because I save all that shit. But, yes, he been calling in. He got the same fucking voice. If you, I'm an ex-call center check. You know, I make sure people don't, I know voices, and I know his punk-ass voice. And he was sitting up snickering, and he was talking about game, and you checked him. And he was the first caller on your show a couple days back. So he was talking, but he kept on saying, when you was checking him, I love you. I love you, man. Don't you know I love you? That was fucking EO. And he was the first caller on the show. So I didn't know if you peeped it or you didn't give a fuck, but the thing about it is they've been perpetrators, OG. I told you this months ago, and I ain't say that shit to you, but I already peeped it. When that hunky told you on your show, hey, Rosebud, you want to know what EO means? You told him no, motherfucker. Listen to that voice, nigga. It's the same voice. The same exact voice. And Steve and Dean, you so wrong for sitting up having them niggas poach. If you got a problem with the OG, call in on the show and just dog it out. Come on, man. Who put you on this game? Who did all this? The OG did. So don't you ever fucking forget it, nigga. I'm old enough to know the game. He's not a gigolo. This man is an ex-master. Master, you know what, man, mighty man right now, professor, retired.
Caller, calm the fuck down. I thank you for, you know, supporting me and shit, but I got other callers, man. I gotta get them.
Man, have fun, OG.
You know it, man. 419, what's happening?
Yo, what's going on, man? These motherfuckers clowns out here, man. It's all good, though. Hey, look, I want to know this, though. If you lose attraction for a female that she's been with, you know what I'm saying, and you lose attraction for her and shit, but she cool and shit, she giving you money, but she cool, but she ain't catching your eye, do you supposed to keep the bitch or get a bitch that can do both?
So, obviously, you ain't talking about pimping on the bitch.
Nah, she just my bitch,
okay,
but she look out, though.
Hey, I just want to get it straight before I start talking, bro. So you just saying you got a girlfriend, if that's the case, and she there for you if you need her, but then again, you don't really want to fuck with her. So you asking, should
right.
you know, get rid of her and fuck with another bitch that you do want to fuck with, that take care of you?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. I mean, 2 and 2 is 4, man. Because what I'm saying is if I got somebody that's doing the shit I need, and I ain't got the motherfucking person that I want, you know, I'm going to keep doing what I can to keep baby that's doing what I need to do it, but I'm going to study, stay down for who the fuck I want. And when I catch her, baby got to go. What I said, why can't you do both?
I mean, because, like, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, crush her heart and shit. But once I do find a bitch that I like, then I'm going to crush her heart. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want to do that to her like that.
Hey, bro, do you think she don't know you ain't attracted to her?
Oh, she know because she said it.
So what you talking about?
But I played it off, though. You know, like, no, you know.
How you going to hurt her feelings if she already know?
I don't think she believes it.
Bro, can you listen? What I'm saying is if she thinks it, it's just as she knows it. She don't give a fuck if she right or wrong. She don't care if she right or wrong. She just cares if she think it. And you guilty to her. So what I'm saying is you already done crushed her. Period, bro. Hey, you stay on too, man. I got somebody else. 310, what's up, 310?
What's going on, bud? Hey, I agree with you. I'm with you, and it being misused and abused. Cause look, I'm an L7, a straight up square, but I'm out doing what I do to provide for my family and whatnot.
I barely can hear you, 310.
Can you hear me now, bud?
Yes.
Okay, but yeah, I'm basically saying I agree with you what you've been saying about this word game being misused and abused lately, because I'm a square and I do what I do, what I need to do for my family and myself, you know, me getting to where I want to get and be. And it was a while ago. Years ago before I found out you had a talk show and all this YouTube shit, when I got checked about that shit and they didn't even know they was checking me, long story short, I was using that shit with my friend, and a bra said, well, what game y'all talking about? And I didn't even have nothing to say because I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about, and I ain't never used that word again, man, because
hey,
like, you always think you did the same thing.
Bro, make sure you stay on here, too, because all, matter of fact, you the last one. All you motherfuckers that's on here, make sure you fucking, besides you, Earl, make sure you hit me the way I want you to. But we'll offend all of you guys, you too, 310, I don't need your area code. I just need your phone number on the email, and I'm going to hook you up with the audiobook parts 1 and 2, 12 hours of pure shit. You know what I'm saying? And the reason I do that is not because you're saying, well, I want to hear. It's because you're saying shit that's true. Not you, 3-1. I'm talking about to everybody, all of you motherfuckers. You're saying shit that's true, and I'm with it. You know, the only person that's not saying shit that's true is this motherfucker from London that keep ordering pizza. But I be asking him out, man. He's been on here 27 times now, fellas. So, look, all you cats, I'm going to put y'all back in the mix, and I got other shit to talk about, man. I appreciate y'all.
Okay.
Now, first of all, you got to understand, if you think I did go far in the game, you got to understand why. Or part of the reason. And one big part of the reason that I went so far in the game is that I understood terms and sayings. I understood what they were for, and I understood what they meant. And is it in you or is it on you? Mostly that came from young players. When they was fucking having a rough time. And they talking about pimping. They ain't got no money. They in the bathroom at a gas station washing under their arms and shit. And then as he get ready, you know, he get put his shirt back on and shit, he get ready. And he say, man, I'm going to go out there, man. I'm going to catch me a bitch. Woo-woo. And then you look in the mirror and say, nigga, is it in you or is it on you? That saying means if it's in you, take your ass out there and deal with it. If it's on you, let it whoop your ass right now and send you home. That's what that means. So my point is, like right now, do any of you motherfuckers know why they're so important? It's because people today don't give a fuck about what anything means. They don't care. And matter of fact, before I go any further and forget, I'm having a $5 raffle soon. I'm going to let you know when. And some lucky winner or a couple of winners are going to win either all my ebooks and audiobook or some of my ebooks, depending on what winner you are. But what I'm saying is there's going to be several winners, and you can win. $5. I'll let you know. But what I'm saying is the shit I'm talking about, the things that make importance are overlooked today. They don't really, people just don't care, man. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to bring this shit back to a point where we're just not abusing shit, abusing words, abusing the fact that you can, First Amendment or whatever, if you want to speak. You can say what the fuck you want to say, but do you have to fuck up shit like you do? God. Now, for some more shit. We know in war, let's say we warned with the Germans. We know the Germans hear how fucked up the Americans are and all the fucked up shit we did to cause the war. And we also know vice versa for here. So this means media puts out what it wants you to believe. Media puts out their version of what they want you to believe. Now, just like this car at wherever in Afghanistan or whatever that got blew up and killed a bunch of kids and all this shit. Okay, the general, whoever admitted it, but what I'm saying is it still happened. So if the motherfuckers over there say, this is what I'm saying, I'm tired of this motherfuckers being up in the goat, do a whatever, a bombing or whatever, can you blame them? It's not like we ain't causing this shit. We're the most, supposedly, the most sophisticated country on earth. And you can't tell that the motherfucker is carrying water to his car instead of something you think is a bomb. And you so certain that it's a bomb that you finna send a drone to blow this motherfucker up and a whole bunch of other people. This is my point about why you shouldn't believe shit except for what it is that you believe. Because all we do is suck it up, suck shit in, and live by whatever statistics they come up with. And that's one of the reasons a motherfucker like me is so loved in our communities. We don't go by no motherfucking statistics. And each one of us has showed our community. You ain't got to accept this shit either. Because if we did accept it, I would have never gotten the game. Man, according to the media, with death and addictions, with all the backstabbing, I shouldn't have made it out. But hell, think about it. Where the fuck can you go in this country to avoid any of that shit? Only place you can go is to the police station. Do you want to know why you don't know any strong black women? Strong black women do exist. And they're actually a very important factor in our society. They quietly, and I mean quietly, go about their everyday business and do not feel the need to broadcast that they comb their child's hair or they provided a meal for their child to take to lunch. They don't. Strong women don't feel they need to broadcast that. She don't need to have a corporate job. She can be a stay-at-home mom and be strong or stronger than the average money-having black woman. You don't hear from these women I'm talking about because they believe in bringing black men up, not putting them down. And unfortunately, today, the worst thing any woman can do is try to say something positive about a black man. Unless, of course, he's Samuel Jackson. Now, if you do say anything or have anything to say about some bitch belittling black men, all the strong black women gonna pounce on you. And if you're a woman, they really gonna pounce on you. And because of the real strong black woman's strength, she just lets it go because, you know, she don't wanna kick one of them fake ass bitches' ass. Allow the average black woman, the average strong black woman, allow that bitch to get a degree or a good paying job. And voila, that bitch can lift 500 pounds over her head. She is that strong. As soon as that bitch get her first check, she treats herself. She might not. Of course, because there are no strong men qualified to date this bitch, according to her. You don't hear from real strong black women because they know their true strength is in the silence they keep and the proper moves they make on a daily basis that keep strong black men fucking with them. They know there is no need to jump on a bandwagon of loud bitches because they make some money, fake-ass motherfucking women because they didn't pump their motherfucking booty with some Botox and, you know, compliment themselves. You need all of you motherfuckers. You need to take a second and think about what's prevalent in your daily thoughts about success. And self-adornment or admiration or adoration, I guess that's what's happening today. Well, have you thought about what I'm saying? Then that's exactly what the fuck you need to get busy doing. Cha-cha. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a fucking dream. Are you asleep? And is it a dream or a nightmare that you're having? Wake your fucking ass up and get on that problem that's keeping your motherfucking ass stagnant. Changes only occur when moves are made. Moves are made when your destiny is clear to you. Your destiny is clear when you make decisions based on your plans. Listen to me. You got to go get it. It ain't coming. Stop waiting for it to come. It's not coming. It's there for you to get. I read so much about why strong black women don't date broke men. But I never hear about strong black men. Especially nothing about his dating habits. This strong CEO bitch, oh man, you hear everything about her from what the fuck she exercises to everything about her fucking food she eat and what she think about sex. 337. What's up, brother?
What's up,
man? 337, what's happening? Hey, man, I can't hear you. Turn your shit down and talk up.
Okay, okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Turn your stuff down.
Turn it down.
All right, what's up?
Man, I was just calling, man, wondering if I can get a hamburger. Nah, I'm fucking with you, G. I'm fucking with you, bud. Hey, but look, I got a quick question.
Would you ask the motherfucker before I X you out, man? I don't have time to play.
I hear you, my bad, man. I'm fucking with you. But look, I just wanted to get your perspective on something. All right, so let's say you, All right, so let's say you met a bitch and y'all kicking it, whoop de whoop, but it's nothing serious. And she cook, clean, she giving you money, but then later on you find out that she was hoeing. Would you consider that nigga as a simp or an unaware pimp?
He wouldn't be neither. He getting played by the bitch. So what I'm saying is, what did you do since you're talking about the goddamn self? What the fuck you did when you found out the bitch was a hoe?
Hey, I capitalized off the enterprise.
Meaning what?
making it do what it does. Hey, get
bro,
the cash,
do
bring
you
it back.
Talk
get
in circles, motherfucker, or do you want to answer the question? I ain't tired of talking in circles.
I'm saying I capitalize off the enterprise when I once
hey,
I find out about it.
What does that mean, you stupid motherfucker? What does it mean, capitalize on the enterprise?
Making some money off the game.
Oh, God, you one of them three amigo motherfuckers. Bye, nigga. Let me tell you, stupid motherfucker, something. This also shows you ain't got no fucking game. Because you cannot talk in words to explain what the fuck you're doing. You got to say something to make me guess what you're doing. Oh, I capitalized on the enterprise. So, I mean, that could be anything. Capitalized on the enterprise. I go around picking up motherfucking cow shit and turn it into manure. I mean, what do you call that shit? Whatever you put on your grass. What the fuck? I forgot. But anyway, I go around and do that. That's capitalizing on the enterprise. Why you want me to guess what the fuck you doing? Punk motherfucker, 337. And if you ain't no punk, because I know you still on here, call back in and ask your question like a man instead of like a bitch. Shit, I don't know who you motherfuckers think you fucking with. I can't take too much of this. So, what I'm saying is we don't hear shit from bitches about a strong black man. So I wonder why that is. I mean, goddamn, I wonder what is it about strong black women that make them have the corniest complaints about men. 337, call back in. That's what's up, nigga. Come on.
Yeah, I was just trying to get your perspective on that, bud. That's all that was, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man. I'm just saying, come on. Give me the real question, man. Quit being, you know, tripping like that, man. I don't want to guess shit.
I
want to know
just
what
saying,
the fuck
like,
you're talking about.
I'm saying, like, you meet a bitch. Y'all was kicking it, whatever. She cooking, clean. She was giving you money, helping you out. All right. All right.
I already heard what the fuck you said. You said you capitalized on the enterprise, and you was too scared to say what it meant, and I could only imagine you meant you let the bitch keep going hoeing and you start checking the money. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah.
But why right. your bitch ass couldn't say that?
Well, I was saying, I feel
you.
I was acting. I was going around in circles.
Stop talking to me, man, about this bullshit. Because what I'm saying is what you was doing was being a punk. And you just showed me I can have that bitch of yours. You being a punk. Hey, you being a punk because you already said she was hoeing. You already said what, you know, the square or the whatever, what you call them. So that means is all the shit is on the table. Which means you ain't got to sneaking around the corner trying to say what you're talking about. That means you got punk in your motherfucking ass, and if you don't think it mean that, take your ass outside your goddamn house talking that punk ass shit you talking with motherfuckers that have bitches and see what happens to that bitch.
They gonna catch
you. Period. 209 is up.
Hey, but no love, though. I got another question.
No, I don't want to talk to you no more, man. 209, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. How about you,
How you
brother?
Doing today?
I'm good, man.
Cool,
what's up?
Cool. Hey, I heard you mention the three amigos, man. I didn't catch the title of the show. Can I say something on that one, or you ain't talking about it?
Well, look, man. I mean, you can say what the fuck you want to say, but I ain't trying to get into no three amigo bullshit. I'm past that shit now. So what are you having
okay,
to say?
I just wanted to get on the one amigo.
Come on.
Hey, I just wanted to know if you going to make him give a public apology. That's all I wanted to know, because if you were, I wanted to be.
No, fuck no. No, I ain't doing that. I ain't thinking about none of that shit. You, you know, my nigga. Hey, listen to me, man, and understand this is how real niggas think. That motherfucker made a mistake. So that motherfucker ain't did shit that I ain't did. I make mistakes. So all that nigga gotta do is reach out to me, and then whatever the fuck we talk about is what we talk about. But what I'm saying is the fact he reaching out. Like me and my nigga Chate, acid. We didn't spell out several times one time for a whole year. Then I called him. But what I'm saying is when I called him, I'm thinking all this crazy shit. And then the nigga, he would say, answer the phone, say whatever. And what I'm saying is I was tripping. And this nigga act like nothing happened. So to me, nothing did happen. To me, nothing did happen.
That's real.
We just kept kicking it, and we went on from then exactly like we are now. And that was the only problem me and that nigga had as far as
training. Hey, but Kay and other amigo, two different fabrics, though, in my opinion. Leather and one pleather, you know? And I don't know, bro. I watched the show with y'all on there, okay? I watched the show with you two on there, okay? And you look like you was looking for a reason to bounce. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I was looking for a reason to bounce when I was on the show with Dean.
To cut his water off. Yeah. I said he ain't going to be with him long.
A lot of times I wanted to leave because I can't talk about that shit he be talking about. And then the way he coddled those motherfuckers and let them just face this crazy fucking shit. You know, if that's what you think, take your fucking ass out there and do it. Because what I'm saying, man, some of them be so crazy, they be talking about committing suicide. I shouldn't use that term. They be talking about harming themselves. Dean and them other niggas be talking about, why do you think you want to harm yourself? Don't you know real men?
Tampering with them.
Them motherfuckers, next thing you know, they going to be, you know, making a commercial about man pads, nigga.
For real.
Hey,
I didn't mean to bring that up, but that was just something I saw, bro. I appreciate you tapping in and touching on that. And, man, stay up, bro, and I'm going to talk to you next time.
All right, man, be cool. Hey, so, I doubt, I'm serious, I doubt if a white motherfucking woman want to date a broke fool. So I ain't saying black women are fucked up. Because they don't want to date a broke-ass motherfucker. I know any man don't want to date a broke bitch. So it leads me to wonder why these strong-ass black bitches just don't say people don't like to date broke people. Not pick or single out the black man. Because soon as you don't want to hear what that bitch got to say, oh, you can't stand no strong black woman. Right, that's it. As soon as they say that, that's what I do. Yes, you're right, I can't stand a strong black woman. You know, but they're saying I'm too weak to deal with a strong black woman. But I'm saying I can't stand them. Shit. Plus, most of the vocalists of those strong black bitches are on welfare. Shit. For the most of them motherfuckers, this should be loud mouth, foul language using, no manners having, single women with no chances in hell to land anything except a broke motherfucker. because he's the only one that's going to tolerate that goddamn strong black woman bullshit you talking to. And he only tolerates it because he want to borrow 20 bucks when you get through talking that goddamn shit. 701, what's up?
How you doing, man? This is D, man. African brother, man.
D, what's that, man?
Shit, man. I'm calling, man. Nah, I watch your own show, man. You feel me? I took a little notes, man. I just got a quick question, man. I hope you don't mind, man.
Come on.
All right, when you say gravy train, what does it mean, man? Can you give me like a little, can you elaborate that? What does it mean, gravy train?
What? What is the meaning of what?
Gravy train. Gravy train.
Gravy train?
Yes, sir.
Gravy train. Gravy train means that whatever you're doing, and let's say it's generating money, a lot of it coming continuously, you can, and you're talking to me, and I'm asking you, man, how that shit you starting to do, man? How that shit working out? You say, Rosebud, that shit is a gravy train. Just let me know it's just constant money flowing. That answer your question?
Yes, sir. And I just want to say this real quick, man. You know, English is my second language. I had to learn that shit, man. So a lot of shit I don't be getting. That's why sometimes I ask you, bud. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, man. I hear your accent.
That's what's up. Hey, I want to ask you another question, man. If you can give me an example on that, I will appreciate it, man.
God damn it, D, would you quit fucking with me and ask the question?
Man, you know I love you, bud. Hey, when you say, like, a lot of when you say, OG, when you say you frighten a frog for a snake, can you give me a little example on that? You frighten a snake.
Hey, listen. You asking, am I talking about fattening a frog for a snake, right?
Ah, shit, I got that shit backwards. Yeah, you got that.
Yeah, fattening a frog for a snake. That means that you hungry, you want what you want. Let's just use a pimpin. Let's say you at this bitch and you kicking shit that you think gonna get her out there. And the only thing you really doing is convincing this broad that she ain't really as scared to get out there as she thought she was talking to you, but she's decided she don't want to fuck with you, but she keep talking to you. And if you don't see that, the more shit you telling her is making it 30 times easier for me, the snake, to come up and just get her and don't have to train her. Otherwise, she already fat. She done already got everything, you know, explained to her. So once I snag her motherfucking ass, I just got to give her my instructions and put her down. That's fattening a frog for a snake.
I'm going to go back and listen to that shit again, man. I'm going to go back to it. Can I ask you one more last question, if you don't mind?
If you didn't ask another question, you wouldn't be three questions deep.
Hey, OG, listen. Hey, OG.
What?
This question. Hey, man, they don't make niggas like you no more, man. You a motherfucker. Hey, bud. Hey, something happened to you. Something happened to you. I'm going to go crazy, man. I'm going to name my child the Rosebud.
What's
your question? Shit, man. OG, okay, this question, I think I know what it means, but at the same time, I'm not sure, so I'm going to ask you because your answer is always the best fucking answer as far as I'm concerned. Hey, when a man say, I survived a lot of storm to let the rain bother me, can I say what I think it means, or you want to go ahead?
Wait. Let me get what you said. He survived what?
I survived a lot of storms to let the rain bother me.
Stop right there. You survived a lot of stories?
Storm.
Storms. Oh, you survived a lot of storms.
Yes, sir. To let the rain bother me.
And you said, what bothers you, the weather?
Rain.
You survived a lot of storms, but rain bothers you?
Yes, sir. Does that make sense?
No, so tell me what you mean.
Nah, I'm driving, man. You feel me? My question is, if a person say, I survived a lot of storm to let the rain bother me. You ever heard of that?
Wait. You said, listen, it's a word that I didn't get, but I just heard it. You said, I survived a lot of storms to let the rain bother me, right?
Exactly. Does that make sense?
Okay, listen. Yes, I know what that means. That means it evidently is a rainy fucking day, storming, and the motherfucker is talking to somebody that's saying, man, let's use the pimp thing again. He's talking to a nigga, and he's saying, man, I might not send my bras out in this kind of goddamn shit. And the mother say, man, this bitch is going to survive way too many storms to be worried about some goddamn rain.
Can I tell you what I think, what it meant to me? Can I tell you what I think it was?
Go ahead.
It to me?
Go ahead.
I think it was. A man been to a lot of shit to let motherfucker fuck with him, man. Like, I need my peace. That's what I thought it meant.
Well, it could mean that if that's what you want to say. He been through a lot of shit, you know. But if you've been through a lot of shit, what? Wait. If you've been through a lot of shit, why would rain bother you?
Okay, so it also meant that too? What I just told you, it also meant that? It can mean that?
Yes.
Okay. Ah, shit.
All right, D. I'm gone.
But put me back in the queue, man. I'm going to come back. I got to pick up somebody and shit.
All right.
You know?
All right. Hey, but what I am saying, the only reason them broke motherfuckers be fucking with them bitches is because they broke and they fucking want to borrow $100 when the bitch gets through. So, excuse me. This is a beautiful Monday. I'm ready for the week study at Sidewalk University. I'm feeling my Wheaties. Jesus Christ. And feel that the world is in my hands. At least my part of it, of the world, is in my hands. And I'm going forward full steam. Full steam ahead. And I'm telling you, with the help of God, of course, I'm going to complete my dream. And I'm going to satisfy a curiosity I've had for many years. I have always been curious if I can cut the mustard when it comes to being a qualified instructor. If you notice, one thing about me, I love to give advice. I do. I love to explain things to people. I think that is the natural teacher in me. To qualify to actually instruct people, individuals, I need to show my value to the system. I don't think showing my value will be too difficult. Learning all the particulars that's going to allow me to show my value to the school system or the teaching system is not an easy task. But for me, just as everything else in my fucking life, I'm handling it. And all I can say is bring it on. All right. I'm gone.